listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And if you would like to call in, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. And I want to say hello to everybody out there who's listening, all the little stations around the country who are picking up this programming, and a special, an extra hello to everybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who are listening via our latest station, which is KHFX, 1140 AM in Dallas. My guest this morning is Oleg Atbashian. He is the author of a book entitled Shakedown Socialism, which you can purchase, and I highly suggest that you do. You can purchase that off of his website, which is shakedownsocialism.com. He is also the creator of The People's Cube. That website is thepeoplescube.com. And, Oleg, when we went to break, you started to make a point that it would be counterproductive for all of these rescuers of humanity who use divisions such as racism or poverty to it would be counterproductive for them to be successful and actually eradicate all of those things, because then there'd be no work for them. They'd have to grab a shovel.
They're interested in increasing the poverty, increasing the grievances in order to expand their voting base. So there is a definite conflict of interest, and in order to remove that conflict of interest is not to view the society as divided by their grievances, but return to the old understanding of the Constitution and the American system, the original one. I mean, not the old, the original, because that's what the progressives are trying to imply, that whatever we believe is too old, it's old-fashioned, it's outmoded, and they're the progressives, they're for progress, and progress in their minds is the government-enforced sharing of material wealth. And notice how they all call themselves spiritual and enlightened, the idealists, but they bring down our existence only to material factors at the same time. They talk only about how our existence is determined by material things. They don't want to redistribute the spiritual values. They do not want to redistribute the free will, the liberty. They don't want to redistribute the human dignity throughout the world. They only want to redistribute things, money, material values. So that again brings down humans to just consumers of material things. But we all have our aspirations, our spirit, our free will, and it cannot be all brought down to certain template established for us by some central planning committee, no matter how smart and well-intended they are. The human nature just does not comply. We all have different aspirations, and some people are comfortable with having not much material wealth, but having a lot of free time and pursuing their aspirations in arts, for instance, in literature or in music or whatever they wish to do. Then there are other people who focus on amassing their wealth, and you know, good for them. I don't care. It's their own money. It's their own life. They want to do with it whatever they want. It's not my business. Now, imagine that the government finally gets the power. If all Obama's wishes come true, and not just Obama's, all of the progressive liberal camp, they get their wish, and all the material wealth is being redistributed by the government. It's all shared by force.
Hang on, Oleg, because we got to go to break. We'll be back. Hold that thought. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Then we've got a couple callers we'll take. Hang in there, everybody. We shall return.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You can contact me through my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And, of course, Republic is also on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm actually on there, too. I think it's, well, that's a good question. What the hell is my Facebook account called? I think it's Unsolicited Opinion. Yeah, I think that's what it is. And I'm also on Twitter under Maggie_in_USA. So if you want to, you know, if you're into Facebook and Twitter, then there you go, kids. Lots of choices. Boy, don't you just love it? There's just so many choices. I think we need the government to take some of those choices away. What do you think, Oleg? Think we just have too many options here? It's just unfair?
Right. When I first came to America, I was, you know, was having really hard time with all those choices, and I couldn't even order myself a sandwich because they had, they kept asking me, what kind of bread do you want? What kind of cheese do you want? What kind of meat do you want? What kind of, the topping do you want? And, whether I want oil or vinegar or mustard or whatever. And I, oftentimes I had no idea what those old things were. Like, I mean, I knew, like, in the USSR we had one, maybe two kinds of bread. Then there was only one kind of milk. There was only one kind of everything. And I would, you know, we didn't order sandwiches because if they were selling sandwiches in a cafe, they were already ready-made. And there was usually one kind, and you just picked one and went and kept going.
Yeah.
So You know, all these choices give people freedom to live according to their individual aspirations. And I started telling you earlier about people who choose to live on a different material level. Of course, I understand that most people would want to raise up in their income, you know, go raise their income and live more comfortably. So there a certain minimum of income, of course, is necessary to maintain human dignity. You know, have some basic needs, so you don't starve. You have somewhere to live. You have some clothes on your body, not to feel cold. But anything beyond that is up to you to earn. When people, I have some friends who have chosen to retire early, and they pursue their happiness in their own way. It's up to them. It's their own choice. Now, if everything, like I said, if the Obama's wish is granted and everything is redistributed by the government equally among everybody, then suddenly it's a whole different matter. People are not free to choose whether they want to work or not, because then if everything is shared equally, then everybody must give equal input. So everybody will be forced to work, and the morality of the society would change. I would no longer think that my friends are free to do whatever they want. I would think, hey, how come I'm working and they're not, and they're using the same services as I do, and those services are being paid for by me and people like me who are working. So they must be some sort of parasites, and I would think of them as leeches than just good friends. And that is the change that comes to the society. The morality changes, the attitude, the relationships between people change when things become shared forcibly through the government. Yeah. That is one of the things that socialism does. And that's what socialism is, the forced sharing through the government, or you can call it the redistribution of wealth. But you know how the progressives like the word share?
Yeah, it sounds so wonderful, like you had an option in it.
Right, and yeah, exactly. Because in a normal society, like America used to be until recently, people do share, but that sharing involved free, volunteer, personal, individual charity. You want to give your money to somebody who you want to support. It's your choice, and that's why there were so many private charities in the United States. Now the progressives want to make the sharing forced, which is no longer sharing then, and that puts all private charities in competition with the government, because then the government will act as one big gigantic charity, redistributing everything to its beneficiaries. And then whenever anything comes into competition with the government, it always loses. You cannot compete with the government.
Yeah.
So the charities are beginning to disappear. And even the recent Obama's proposal to, you know, the job law, whatever it's called, that also implies changing some changes in our tax structure that involved some removal of some credits for certain charitable donations, which is, again, an assault on the private charity in order to increase the government charitable power.
Yeah.
And once notice how America actually donates, because it's so far a free country, it donates more to charity than any other country in the world. Then inside America, conservatives, the people who still live by the ideals of individualism and liberty, they tend to donate more to charities than the liberals do. Liberals, I don't like the word liberals, the progressives, I call them progs. The progs, they feel that their contribution to society is already done when they advocate for higher taxes, the government enforced charity. So they no longer have to donate their own money to anything. They don't have to put their money where their mouth is because they've already advocated for an increase in the government charity.
Oleg, we've got a couple callers. Let's take these callers. E.T. in New Mexico. E.T. is still on the line.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Oleg. Yeah, I have a quote here. I'll give you the name at the end. When you see the trading is done, not by consent, but by compulsion, when you see that in order to produce, you need to obtain permission from men who produce nothing, when you see that money is flowing to those who deal not in goods but in favors, when you see that men get richer by graft and by pull and by work, and your laws don't protect you against them, but protect them against you, when you see corruption being rewarded and honesty being a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed, unquote. That was by Ayn Rand from Atlas Shrugged.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I recognize the quote. And Ayn Rand is one of my favorite authors. And she was an absolutely brilliant woman who saw the nature of socialism as a very young woman. She came to the United States at the age of 25 from Russia, where the revolution had just happened. And she, at that age, was already able to cut through all the Maggie's favorite word, crap. She was able to see the nature of socialism, how it destroys human nature, human dignity, how it changes people, how it enslaves them. And she wrote a book called We the Living, which I think is the best book of all the hundreds of books written about that post-revolutionary period in Russia. Hers is the most insightful and the best because she had the right, I would say, she broke the code of collectivism, of socialism, and with that knowledge, she was able to see what was really going on there. And also, after she came to America, she was able to see the recognize the process that the progressives were trying to enforce here in the United States. And well, the quote you just read is an excellent one, and it describes the Soviet society. And it also describes the society that the progressives want to create under Obama's leadership. So thank you very much.
Thanks, E.T. Appreciate it. Do you have anything else you want to say, E.T., or otherwise I'm going to grab another caller. You still on?
No, I'm just going to keep passing out the RBN cards, and thanks for the program.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for listening, E.T.
Now, Maggie, before you go on, I want to add one comment that you asked me about the similarities between the USSR and what's going on in the United States right now. You know, on the surface, things look very differently. But what E.T. has just read in that quote is what the similarities are. Because the underlying ideas, the underlying basic philosophical concepts behind that system are described in that quote and the results of that. So without the superficial details, kind of philosophical economic structure and the moral structure of the Soviet society was like that, and now the American society is rapidly moving towards that. Although there are other factors, so we can talk about that later.
Yeah, we are going to be going to break, I know, in about a minute or so. So what I'll do is grab that caller when we come back, Oleg. But we are rapidly descending into that.
Right. But since we have a minute, the difference is the emergence of the Tea Parties, the Americans who are willing to protect, to defend their liberties, their original constitutional idea of this country. And that is a very encouraging moment. I have just, speaking of Texas.
Hang on, Oleg. I vaguely hear the music playing. We've got to go to break. We'll be right back. Hold that thought, Oleg. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning, Oleg Atbashian, author of the book entitled Shakedown Socialism. Find it at shakedownsocialism.com. The creator of the website, The People's Cube. Go there, thepeoplescube.com. You can find a link to his websites on mine. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. So please go there. You'll find it under the tab entitled Podcast. When we were going to break, you were saying something, and I had to so rudely interrupt you, Oleg. So please make your point, and then I'm going to grab the next caller.
Right. The point is that the encouraging sign with all these troubles that we're experiencing is the emergence of the Tea Parties and the and similar groups of citizens who are no longer willing to put up with the changes that this country is going through towards this quote-unquote progress, which in reality is regress, is taking the society back to feudalism. Sometimes even more than even socialism, because socialism is like upgraded, modified feudalism in my mind. So that is a very good thing. And you mentioned that you have a new affiliate radio station in Texas, and I just returned from Texas, although I was not in Dallas, but in Houston and Austin. But I was there on the invitation of the local Tea Party groups, and I gave them speeches promoting my book, Shakedown Socialism. It went quite well, and I love the people in Texas and the climate there. I mean, the moral, the way people feel, and, you know, it's just very encouraging.
Well, there's a lot of liberal-minded, don't mess with Texas Texans down there, and that's a good thing, because we need to redistribute that same mindset around the rest of the country to the other 49 states.
Although even they do have their share of progressives, especially in the capital, Austin.
Yes, so I'm told. Yeah, people have remarked about that to me. I have a real good friend down in Texas. He's in San Marcos. And he has mentioned that to me. However, I think there's a lot more don't mess with Texas Texans out there than there are these socialist Texans out there. I think there's a lot more of the good kind of Texan. So that's a good thing for the rest of the country. I can tell you that much, Oleg. We're going to spread the message of don't mess with Texas to the rest of the nation. And hopefully we rub it on people enough, maybe it'll sink in. I don't know. But anyway.
Right. And if you're dyslexic, you might think that you're talking about don't mess with taxes. And that's the Obama message.
Yeah, there you go, right? Let's go to Paul in Maryland. Hey, Paul, how you doing today?
Am I on now?
Yeah, hello? You're on now, Paul. Hi, how are you? Thanks for hanging on, kiddo. How you doing? What's going on?
Hello, Maggie and Oleg. My wife's father was a emigre from Ukraine before the war.
Mm-hmm.
And I have special interest in your guest because he's from there.
Right.
And my wife always, now I didn't know him that well, but because he was very old, and he's passed away since then, but his concern was he saw the war coming, and he evacuated. He was only in his 20s. And he saw what was going on, and he pinned it on Zionism of the Jewish, he called them the Jewish-isms, the Zion. And my question is, well, why are the Christian Zionists so beholden to this vagabond faith system, which has wrought only death and destruction in all the ages? That's my question.
Okay.
Well, idea of this Jewish conspiracy was pretty popular in the last years that I lived in that country, and even not as much in Ukraine as it was in Russia. And there are some people who gladly believe in that. When people do not have a rational understanding of the world, their rational capacity is impaired by whatever upbringing they had, or the media or the propaganda. The easiest way to explain things that actually relieve you of the necessity to go into details and actually try to understand the world that you live in is to believe in some sort of conspiracy. And so that conspiracy oftentimes takes the form of the belief that we are in a bad shape because a certain group of people is trying to conspire against us, and oftentimes those the conspirators are Jews or some other ethnic minority or religious group. And that is just nonsense.
Hang on. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Call in number 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, everybody, this is Meg Rodden, and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. I got a lot of great links. I will have a link to my guest Oleg Adbashian's websites. They are shakedownsocialism.com and thepeoplescube.com. Please go check them out. I suggest that you buy his book. It is a great book. I actually have it, and I've read it, and it's a great, great book. I don't know, E.T., are you still on the line with us?
Oh, that was no longer E.T. That was...
Paul, rather. I'm sorry. Paul, you still on with us? Hello, Paul.
Well, I remember the question was about...
He's not on with us, Oleg.
The question was about the anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, and in that regard, I just remember one quote. It's an anecdote. I don't remember the politician's name. The British politician was once asked why there is no anti-Semitism in Britain, and he said that's because we British do not feel that we are inferior to the Jews. Or less intelligent than the Jews are. So that's why they didn't have that. Now, speaking of conspiracy theories, you know, objectively, conspiracies may exist, but I'm very skeptical about their success to influence the flow of history, because you need to have superhuman abilities to be able to predict all these unpredictable things that happen in the world. Look, the Marxism itself, in my mind, is a big conspiracy theory. You know, the entire history in Marx's view, as we were taught, was that the class struggle between the oppressors and the oppressed. So the oppressors were always conspiring against the oppressed, how better to exploit them. Now, that was, of course, not the, what the human history was about.
You don't think that people work together in unison to achieve objectives? How about the ability of Barack Obama to influence people with his rhetoric?
Well, you know, you can fool some people sometimes, and one person all the time, and some a lot of people one time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And that's,
I don't think you need to fool all of them all of the time, but I think that there's
right.
a lot of people.
Yeah,
look at the impact. I mentioned the French Revolution earlier in the conversation. Look at the impact Robespierre had.
Right. The conspiracies may have effect, yes. But that effect is temporary. They cannot hold the power continuously over the entire humanity. I always think about this central planning system in the USSR. They had the entire country under their control. They were trying to predict what is going to happen, and they were trying to plan for 5 years ahead. They enrolled the best minds, the most educated professionals were sitting in that planning committee, the Central Planning Committee in Moscow. And yet they failed. They had the entire country. There was no freedom to deviate from that plan for anybody. And yet they failed. They were not able to take the country out of the gutter with all their power that they had and all the tools to plan. So how can a conspiracy in a free world plan too far ahead? I just don't understand. But, you know, they can do
Saying because you think some things weren't always successful, that means that conspiracies can't exist because they weren't successful in achieving
their
predetermined outcome?
They may well exist, yes. But the flaw of history is too complicated for anybody to control, just like climate, for instance. They're talking about climate change. It's impossible for humans to... We still don't know all the mechanics behind the climate, so controlling it is beyond our abilities. Same with the human society. Yes, they can try, they can achieve certain results, and most likely it's something really bad and detrimental. But in the end, I don't see them as victorious, or that things will go according to their plan. Yeah, the revolution, all the revolutions are basically conspiracies. Yes, they do work. They do exist. But again, eventually they fail. They bring a lot of suffering to people. That's true.
Oh, let's take, we got a caller in from Jersey. Hey, Paul, how are you? Paul?
Yes.
Hi, you're on with us.
Okay, what I wanted to say is, you know, of course, you know, I'm a staunch anti-communist, but... In retrospect, there are some things about communism that in the long run actually worked out well for them. Primarily is because communism held back their economic advancement, and it was relatively insular, that basically they didn't import a lot of third world immigrants into their countries. So in a sense, they're kind of been protected by their system. Notice when you go to Eastern Europe, it's overwhelmingly white, with very few minorities there. But in you know, the West, right? They've the capital corporate elite have imported these hostile third world countries, who are immigrants who are basically going to balkanize these countries. So in a sense, communism has protected the people in the long run.
It wasn't the communism that protected, it was the totalitarian system that did that. The Soviet Union had its own minorities, and actually I do not completely agree with this view that it's not the the immigrants that are the problem. It's the philosophy that dominates in the society that treats the immigrants as these minority grievance groups is what the problem is. And that's the multiculturalist philosophy that was predominant in Europe has worked against European countries. And it's not the problem of the color of the immigrants or their origin.
According to you.
Right.
According to you, and by the way, I would immediately seize on this and call you a failed anthropologist. You know, the fact of the matter is that importing Africans into Europe is not going to benefit the white people of Europe at all. And if you read books like The Bell Curve or the work of Philip Rushton about racial differences, blacks are never really going to ever assimilate. And so to think that they're an innocent minority is ridiculous. They chronically have a high crime rate and a lot of social pathologies wherever they go. And so I think you are almost swallowing the Lysenkoism of, you know, believing that everybody's racially egalitarian, and they're not.
Well, I think that the things inside humans, I treat it more individualistically, and the culture is one thing. The culture does not come with your origins. It's being hardwired with you into you with your upbringing. So, yes, there are cultures in the world that are not complementary to the Western culture, and when those cultures are being brought into the Western world, the representatives of those cultures usually do not assimilate and create these ethnic enclaves that are detrimental to the country and the host country. But it's, again, the mindset is something that is created by the upbringing, by the society.
I beg to differ with you, sir. You really have to read the work of the racial anthropologists like Carl Jensen, Philip Rushton, Richard Lynn. It's a fact, the bell curve of the IQ differences of racial groups. And think that Africans or Negroid people are going to really assimilate in white Western civilizations is just ridiculous. And they haven't yet even assimilated in the United States after this time. So to think that it's a culturally based thing is Lysenkoism. You are a Lysenkoist.
I don't know that term, sir, and I'm not an anthropologist, and racism is not my specialty. I deal with other things. I have enough on my mind without that, but whoever researches that, you know, good for them. But what I think is that this attitude is another form of collectivism, that, you know, we separate people into groups and then treat them by not by their individual merits, but by their belonging to a certain group. But each group has its own ugly sides and its own good sides. We may agree or never agree on this. I'd rather not even go further discussing it because that is not my sphere of expertise. I'd rather talk about socialism and what it does and the, you know, the economic system and the moral implications.
Yeah, but
Paul, thanks for calling. I'm going to move on to another caller here. I think it's a divide and conquer strategy that's utilized in this whole collectivist ideology, don't you think? Oleg, and I want to take another caller in a minute. I was reading a book, Oleg, written by a woman, Diane Ravitch, and the name of the book is The Language Police. And in there, of course, this is all this equalization of the masses that they try to shoot for here with their collectivist ideology that no one can be better than the next guy. And in this book, she was talking about how, and this is talking about the textbooks and how they are all censored, and they censor history, and they'll rewrite history to achieve whatever outcome it is they're trying to achieve. And in here, she was talking about how, and this was the censorship rules as designated by, or as defined by McGraw-Hill, one of the publishers of some of the textbooks, talking about the McGraw-Hill guidelines express barely concealed rage against people of European ancestry. They deride European Americans for exploiting slaves, migrant workers, and factory labor. They excoriate the land rapacity of the pioneers and mock their so-called courage in fighting Native Americans. Bigots and bigotry, say the guidelines, referring to European Americans, must be identified and discussed. European Americans, the guidelines suggest, were uniquely responsible for bigotry and exploitation in all human history. They advise the writers to recognize that the very foundation that our country is built upon is modeled in part after tenets of the Iroquois Confederacy, group of Native Americans, which their point in doing that is to raise the self-esteem of Native Americans and bring the European Americans down a few notches. So that's this woman writing about the censorship that takes place, the so-called equalization in all of the textbooks throughout the nation that all of the kids are learning from.
Right, and that is the example of reverse racism, and that is the example of collectivism, of dividing groups, the society into groups, into the oppressed and the oppressors, and making people responsible for whatever their ancestors did. And, you know, that historical revisionism is very familiar to me from the Soviet days when they revised the Russian history to show the benefits of the new system. They wanted to bring down, to denigrate the system that existed before that, as if it was all dark and oppressive and there was nothing good in it, and the new system that they created was the best ever. Now, that quote that you just read is horrifying, and it just shows the success of the so-called long march through the institutions that the Antonio Gramsci, the Italian communist, who is actually the ideologue that a lot of Western leftists follow, they have succeeded in taking over the cultural institutions of this country. And this quote just is an additional example of that. I would like, if you could send me that quote, I can probably use it in my next article or a book.
Sure.
As you may be aware, that the classical Marxism actually was calling for a violent revolution of the working classes, followed by the dictatorship of the proletariat, which would ensure the creation of a socialist society as a transitional state to achieving communism. Now, already in the 30s, Antonio Gramsci, this Italian communist, realized that the workers of the world are not, have been too spoiled, they have had a too good a life, they are not up to the struggle, they're not gonna create this violent revolution. So he created a different theory. It was a revisionism of classical Marxism, and that is why he was never recognized in the Soviet Union, but a lot of Western communists and socialists take his strategy. He figured that instead of just relying on the working classes, he could split the society into all kind of grievance groups, minority groups, religious, ethnic, gender, and all other things, you know, sexual minorities. Then assign a certain set of grievances to all of them, and then act as a leader, as a uniter of all those groups against the oppressors, and the oppressors usually are the old conservative patriarchal society united by this idea of exploitation of human by another human, and you know, which they, this is how they described capitalism. So they figured that once the capitalist system is destroyed, then all the oppression is going to end.
Which, of course, it doesn't.
Right, it doesn't. Because in the USSR, all kind of oppression existed, the religious and ethnic and other. So
Oleg, I've got another caller, because we've only got 2 minutes before we hit the next break. Let me grab Mona in California real quickly. Mona, make your point quickly, please, or ask your question quickly.
Communism is actually a race war on the part of Jews against white people, and if you don't see it that way, you don't understand that not only are the races not equal, but the white race is at a terrible disadvantage because we have recessive genes. So all you have to do to eradicate us is invite an integrated situation where the youth will marry non-whites, creating a situation where only 1 in 8 children produced will be white.
So it's that is an interesting point, of course, but I don't, you know, there are certain tendencies among Jews to rely on the government as their protector because apparently Jews have suffered a lot of oppression, and that is also to the Jewish detriment.
Oleg, hang on. We've got to go to the final break. Mona, I'm going to let him finish making the comments. When he comes back, we'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go away.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning is Oleg Atbashian, author of Shakedown Socialism. Find his book and buy it at shakedownsocialism.com. He's also the creator of thepeoplescube.com. Go there, take a look. Listen, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will have a link to my guest website up on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. Oleg, do you want to finish commenting on what the last caller, Mona from California, was saying? Because we've only got a couple more minutes before the fat lady sings on this deal. And I do want to throw one.
I don't know, for whatever reason, we stumbled into this KKK convention, and I don't want to discuss these theories, but I don't know. One thing is that, there is a certain liberal tendency among the Jewish population to rely on the government as their protector. That's probably based on the long history of anti-Semitism all over the world. But not all Jews are like that, and that also works to their own detriment. Remember Germany, the strong government actually was able, the government strong enough to protect you is strong enough to oppress you and even eliminate you. So that's not working very well. And then remember that Ayn Rand, whose quote and ideas we were discussing today, herself was Jewish. And she said that she was an ultimate individualist. And she also said that racism is the basest form of collectivism. And that is also the idea that I subscribe to. Now that we weren't able to discuss the socialism and sharing through the government as much as I wanted to.
Well, you can always come back on with me, Oleg, because we've only got a couple more minutes. So you can always come back on again, and we can always discuss that. So we'll just have to make another date, same bad time, same bad station, and you can come on, and we can talk about other aspects of how wonderful socialism is not. How's that sound?
That sounds great. I'm always open to being on your show, so let me know when the next time is.
Okay, okay. I will do that. Final thought, like 30 seconds, Oleg, and then the fat lady's going to sing. I've only got like 2 minutes left before they tell me to shut up.
Right, the final thought may be that the leftists always tell us how wonderful this idea of economic equality is, and it's so good that sacrificing a human life for it is a small price to pay to achieve that great utopian idea. And once there is one life, there is two, then there is a whole group of people, then there is a whole ethnic group or a whole country that gets sacrificed. They like the word sacrifice. Imagine, remember Obama is using the word sacrifice a lot.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Is keeping, and then that turns into an ugly, oppressive situation. So
yes,
I think that keeping economic inequality the way it is now is a small price to pay to remain normal human beings living in a free and prosperous society.
I agree. Oleg, I got to cut you off. I hate to do it, but it just is the way it is. Thanks for joining me, Oleg at BastionShakedownSocialism.com and ThePeople'sCube.com, my website, three words, TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. Oleg, thanks a lot, and I will be in touch with you. And there's one other thing that I want to mention to everybody. Somebody shot me an email while we went to break that one of the Tea Party groups is endorsing Newt Gingrich. Listen, kids, for those people out there who are foolish enough to think that a leopard changes its spots, this joker, Newt Gingrich, isn't changing his spots. He is who he is. Look at the past to see the future. This man is a great master of words, but he's a great hustler. Don't buy whatever he's selling because it is a hustle. And on that note, listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up. Better days are coming. Hey, we got people like Oleg at Bastion who are fighting for you and I, so don't lose heart. And the sun's going to come up tomorrow. It always does, right? So there you go, everybody. I'll be back next week. Another great show follows mine, so stay tuned. See ya.